He started, like most things, with a simple idea, basically just to recreate a little bit the roots of the place where I have made my home for over 13 years. So we say, hey, well, how about we do something like this to the song? And then we found a way to communicate with Ron Austin, you know, of Morristown.
My name's Ron Austin. I'm a Northwest Coast native artist. Also a chief. My chief name's Jiklut of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. I met Alex Cuba through his wife. We were at a shared history meeting with Town of Smithers at Morristown, and she approached me that he was going to sing a song, and they needed a second language for his singing that's going to be done on Parliament Hill during Canada Day. They wanted me to translate for them some of the words to his song that he was going to sing that day. So that's how we ended up collaborating on that. I also write songs in our traditional songs in our language. That was the only language I knew when I used to live out in a trapping camp with my grandparents and my mom. I remember as a kid, as a child, that's the only language that children spoke while we were playing, eh? We spoke just straight Wet'suwet'en. The government had us in schools where we were not allowed to practice our language and not allowed to speak any native language without being disciplined. Now you hear children around the village, all they do is speak English. So it's stuff like that that has helped deplete our language a bit.
As we got into it, we discovered, you know, when Ron came to our house, it was confirmed to us from him that the language is in great danger and that only about 70 people speak it now, right? So it became more clear to me right there, you know, what if I can do this on national television? What if I can, you know, do this in a place where a lot of people are going to hear it, you know, and stuff like that? I think it could be very beneficial. So it became clear to me there that that was the thing to do. And I am honored to be able to do, you know, my little bit, you know, to help save this language. You know?
Te mando esta canción que no dice nada.
It was in Spanish originally, and then they translated to English and then passed it on to me.
It's funny, we went from Spanish to English to Wet'suwet'en, you know, to get the right meaning going across, right?
The verse was, I'm talking loud to get your attention.
I am counting the words of this song. I am raising my voice.
There's 1, 2, 3...
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Way too many, making me tired of counting.
There's too many to count. It's getting me tired.
My spirit gets confused.
It was a little difficult. I had to search for some words like hopelessness, and because in our language it's said in a different version, like almost a sentence. It means my heart, which means my spirit. My spirit is in confusion. My heart is in confusion. It's a more of expressive language.
And so he came over to our house and he sort of taught us how to pronounce. And I got to be honest, I was like, am I going to be able to do this? It's quite different. All I knew that it was, for the sounds of it, it was very percussive. And, you know, that's good for Latin music. You know, it will go nicely, you know, with the song. But I was doubting myself a little bit, you know, for the pronunciation of it.
I recorded the translation as a speaking first, and I worked a little bit of music into it, and then I left him with it, and he studied it from there.
Hey everybody, following my Facebook post the other day where I was talking about one of my songs being translated into Wet'suwet'en, I'd like to say that it's a huge honor for me to bring a little bit of Wet'suwet'en voice, the Wet'suwet'en language, into Parliament Hill, you know, when we play there on Canada Day. I'm going to give you today a little preview of it. Check it out.
Tladikan bakanik
hooks do. Hanekwa Destiny, Sosis F. Wani, Digni Kwalegni Gatinge when it's a Henley, Tesni Islani Henley, Nishnishlis Timings.
He sang it to me just to see if his pronunciations and everything was good. And after I heard it, I said he was a full-fledged Wet'suwet'en.
Yeah, he was so cool. You know, I'm like, wow, man, that's an honor. Thank you. You know, it's a way, I think, really the meaning of this is for me, is the fact that I have roots in that part of Canada now. You know, I made Smithers my home for, you know, over 13 years now. So, and my kids, they're all, you know, they're all growing in Smithers. So I feel like I have roots. And I think in the deep, you know, deeper meaning of it, that's what it means, that I'm basically digging into the roots of my adopted land and, you know, and comfortably expressing them, you know?
Well, our language is like our land. It's our culture. It's like our culture, our land, and everything depends on our language. It's a form of expression. It's a form of identity that our language brings to us. And it's quite an honor to have him sing our songs in our language, especially in front of the country. It's going to be a boon to have that out there.
Now that we are understanding the impact that this could have, the positive impact, it makes me feel that I'm helping unify. I'm really happy that I chose to do it, you know, and hopefully inspires for more things like this to happen. And before you know, you're going to get some sort of Latin music coming out of Morristown in Wet'suwet'en.
Tradican Bacanic Husto Haneko Desni Sosit Ethwani Digni Kwalemi Gatinga when it's Henli Tezni Islani Henli Nishnis listai, te mando esta canción que no dice nada, pero va directo a tu corazón. Yeah, 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 te mando una razón para que te entregues, vengas a mis brazos, herida de amor.